there. I have a special announcement. From May 22nd through May 28th, I'm rerunning my most popular episodes of Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, all of which are what I call foundational basics. And I understand that we need to hear what I speak about more than a few times until it really starts to sink in. And be forewarned, these are from almost 5 years ago when I first began. So I may sound a bit different than I do now. I know I feel a lot different than I did back then. So I hope you enjoy these. And then next week, you're going to find out all about something new I'm cooking up here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. How's that for a little name dropping? In the meantime, this is your last chance to enroll in Eckhart Tolle's all-new 4-month-long immersive program for his very popular online course, The Spiritual Guide to Conscious Manifestation, where you're going to discover your true creative powers and fulfill your highest purpose. It begins with a 4-day online retreat, May 30th through June 2nd, and you can still access his free mini video series or enroll in his program at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Eckhart Tolle, all one word, or click on the links below in the podcast. Now on for today's episode. Hey there, Lovey Lou. Have you ever shunned someone or been a part of a group that has? Or have you ever been shunned by another? If you're like many of us, you've likely been shunned as a child or in social situations, perhaps at work or groups, or maybe no one would ever choose you to be on the Red Rover team as a child. I know that one was a feeling of shame and humiliation for many kids, you know, not having someone choose you to be on their Red Rover team as a young child. You remember how that made you feel, right? It's very low vibe. It doesn't feel good at all. And that's for a good reason. And we're going to talk about the energy of that today. But what if you repressed and suppressed how you felt when you were shunned? That can be a problem. Let me tell you, it's going to show up again in some way, shape, or form. And today, that's the topic of this episode of 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of, called Exploring the Energy of Shunning and Overcoming the Feeling of Being Shunned. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intention with these 1,000 ways of being to let go of is to introduce you to low vibe, destructive, and negative ways of being to let go of so that you can remove blocks to what you really intend for in your life, and align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness and more constructive, positively oriented, and powerful ways of being. Now, this is not to say that you can't feel what you feel and express what you feel you need to. It's just making you aware that to continue to suppress and repress emotions doesn't serve you or anyone around you, because it's going to keep showing up. You become a magnet for whatever it is you're suppressing and repressing. You become a magnetic attractor field for the punishing energy of shunning if you didn't deal with it. And I'm not saying that dealing with it has to be hard whatsoever. It's not. But, and you also have the energy within you to want to lash out on with others in punishing and shunning ways as well. That's no good either. It's just an impersonal attractor field of energy that got stuck in your energy field. It's as simple as that. It means nothing. Don't let it mean anything. It's just this energy field you're stuck in some area of your life. And you don't want to become one that shuns and punishes and makes others feel guilty and humiliated. That's no good. Because now you're becoming, you're creating this karmic energy for yourself that's going to have to be resolved one way or another. And I think just by releasing this propensity in your energy field ought to resolve any ongoing karmic issues you could have created by shunning others. So, what I share here with you, so let me just finish up my introduction, is that what I share helps you put power and truth into context so you can make better choices and focus on more powerful things and feel so much better. That's why we do these 1001 Ways episodes in general. So today is no exception. Let's get started. So according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is where I get all of my inspiration, many inspirations for this, these podcast episodes, especially the 1001 Ways ones, the energy of shunning is 30 on the map of consciousness. This is super low punishing energy field. Super low. And it's unlikely your level of consciousness is at this level if you're listening to this podcast. Highly unlikely. However, it is highly likely that you have some of this energy somewhere stuck in your energy field. So let's talk about shunning, first of all, and here's how the Encyclopedia Britannica online defines shunning. It's a social control mechanism used mostly in small, tight-knit social groups to punish those who violate the most serious group rules. It is related to exile and banishment. And although shunning is based on social rather than physical isolation or separation, I'm sure there's that too. Think of a cult. This is cult energy here, folks. This is, you know, member of terrorist groups. This is how low it is, this energy. And in social groups where a person's social identity and well-being are closely tied to regular interaction with other group members, shunning can be a very emotionally painful and effective punishment for those who violate group rules. And heads up, you don't want to be a part of this group if they're doing any of this. And I think I did an episode on getting out of negative cultures and communities like this. This is no good for you at all. It's misaligned with higher consciousness completely, and it's a destructive field of energy. So you don't need to blame and shame other members of this group for shunning you, as an example, because you have it within you to attract it. Just, you know, go neutral on it and get away from it. Let go of it. You don't need to be a part of it, and step into courage on breaking free. This is destructive to your life energy fields. So if you have the energy of shunning or punishing others, or being shunned or punished by others, it's not your fault, right? Because we're just coming into the awareness of how these things can get stuck in our energy fields or inherited. This is something that this is the type of surprising and hidden and trapped emotions and behavioral determinants that can be discovered through the body code and the belief code, which my friend Linda Armstrong and I have done 5 videos on. We're going to do more. We're going to do one on the belief code soon. But it's just friggin' amazing what you discover when you go through some of these sessions. And you can do the testing on yourself. You can get the books and do your own testing, though it's helpful to have someone who's neutral on it, like Linda, and knows how to do the testing without any type of attachment to outcomes. So, in any event, there are some other things that are swimming in this shark-infested pool of lower consciousness. And I'd love to use the metaphor of a pool because it really is what it is. We are an ocean of consciousness. Here's just one pool that you can choose to be in. You may end up attracting unwittingly, but I'm telling you, you can let them go and choose differently. So, I want to share some things from consciousnesscalibrations.com that are the same energy as shunning, and that which is 30 on the map of consciousness. This one's good. Selling your soul. Interesting. Which is to abandon one's values or morals in return for some highly desired benefit, typically success, power, wealth. That's selling your soul. And according to Brian, who is the founder over there, he'll make comments about some of these calibrations he gets to. He says, evidently the energy makes karmic guilt. You don't want to carry karmic guilt with you because it invites punishment in some way or form. You could be prone to car accidents, prone to people wanting to pick fights with you, prone to someone wanting to do horrible things to you. This is the energy of that, like, you know, coming at you with a knife. You don't want to invite this into your field, and it's easy enough to let it go and, you know, pray to a higher power to work out the details of it all. Just bring it into your awareness and say, hell no, I don't want anything to do with this. God help me let go of this one. Like, help work out the details of this one for me, please. Selling your soul is 30. To be unholy, which vocabulary.com calls extremely evil or cruel, expressive of cruelty or befitting hell. Hello. You don't want any part of this in your energy field. You really don't. And it may not be present. Like, it's likely not dominant if you're listening to this podcast. This is not your dominant energy field. But it's helpful to kind of discover that you've got some punishing things going on. And I have a brother who has, like, punishes himself when he's riding his bike. He'll go out, he's always getting into mountain bike accidents, or, you know, he's a general contractor, he gets into accidents that are no good for him. And I recognize that he's got some guilt energy running. This is a sign that you got guilt running within you, as you have all these punishing things happening to you. That's all it is. It's just the field responding to what's going on within you, that's trapped within you, that you can let go of. And I always, like, you know, do a session of letting go of all kinds of guilt, this level of consciousness, so that you don't attract punishing things. Okay, so when you're perceiving things from this level of consciousness, I mean, this is evil stuff. This is evil energy. Your God view is that God is vindictive, meaning God's going to punish you. You sure as heck don't want that energy in your field, let me tell you. If you have that perception that God's punishing, oh my God, God knows how to punish, let me tell you. And your life view is evil, that you view life as evil. That's like, hello, that's really, there's no rose-colored glasses there. You need to break those glasses and get to the truth of things. So this is, from my experience, horrific alignment with who you really are and who you would intend to be if you aspire to be happy, healthy, and have a normal life. This is not in the same, this is like you're not in Kansas anymore when you're in this field and you want to, this unholy field of selling your soul, right? You'll do things to sell your soul in this field. It's just what you do when you're in it. So I don't recommend it. And I don't recommend any of these things that are super low level. I mean, some stuff we're going to experience, sure, like fear and doubt and anger, the higher level low levels, right? But this is something you want out of your field altogether. And Hitler was 40 on the map, right? That's just saying, what was going on with him? 40, that's, look what he did in that energy field. Look what he was able to do when he got caught in this negative attractor field of evil and destruction. That's Hitler. Get away from that. So, and I got to share with you, which I don't want you to think too much about. I'm just saying that I have encountered, based on calibrations, I had Brian help me over at consciousnesscalibrations.com. I have encountered on more than 24 occasions the energy fields of negative 250 to 300. This is logarithmic. This is huge. You do not want to encounter anything like this. 5 seconds in its presence is horrifying and can produce PTSD. 5 seconds, that's it. I've been in this presence for 5-10 seconds. It's horrific. So you don't want to invite this type of crap into your world ever. So, I mean, this is low enough. 30 and 40 is low enough. You definitely don't want to go where encounter what I've encountered, and that's my prayer to God. Like, nobody encounters that anymore. I've done my part. We're done with it. Move on. So if you feel like if any of this energy running in your system, first of all, choose to let it go. Like, bring it into your awareness, because you'll feel it. You'll feel like, you know, you'll feel like guilt. If you feel guilty or you need to be punished or what, you'll just feel these weird things. Like, in my past, I always felt like there were many times when I felt guilty for whatever reason, and it was absurd. And I felt like I was going to get arrested by the cops, stopped by the cops for no good reason, except for the fact I was feeling this guilt was running within me. Didn't know why. And I still have a fear of knives. So there's some type of guilty punishment there. And I think I've resolved most of it because it's not as severe as it has been. So in any event, first of all, choose to let go of it. Like right now, you could say, you know what, God, life, whatever, higher power, whatever you want to call it, I choose to let go of this guilt energy. I want nothing to do with it. I pray to a higher power to help me resolve it and get it out of my system. That could be it. And it's good just to, like, make this field impersonal. Don't make it personal whatsoever, because it's not. It's just kind of a mishap in consciousness, right? You didn't know what you were doing when kids shunned you and they didn't choose you for their team on Red Rover. So it got stuck in the energy field. Let's just get rid of it, right? Let the field resolve it and surrender to a higher power. You can choose any of them that you want. You don't have to choose surrender to God. You don't have to surrender to love. You can just surrender to reason and rationality. That's a good one. Let the powerful fields of reason and rationality in the 400s resolve it. It's like intimacy. Choose intimacy. This is a complete opposite of shunning, right? Choose intimacy, like I shared a week ago. It was our topic. That's 470 on the map. That's 10 to the 470th power versus 10 to the 30th. I mean, shunning is negatively oriented. 470 is positively oriented. Highly powerful and constructive. Just saying, right? Choose intimacy, right? Intimacy is a beautiful thing. So, as you may know, I created an entire resource page for learning how to let go. And in the last couple of weeks, I feel like I'm going to have to update those pages. And I'll update them with episodes that are coming that are going to help work through choosing the fields and let the field do work out the details. You don't have to get involved, right? This is another way to let go. Choose the higher energy power fields in consciousness. So in any event, I created a resource page, and you can... which is at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/how to let go. There will be a link to it below the podcast. Or you can sign up and get on the email journey, and I'll slow drip you the content of that page so that you don't have to try to get it all in one sitting. Or you can bookmark that page so you can get all the resources that are going to help you realign your energy fields and dissipate the negativity running within you that you are likely very unaware of. As I have been in all my sessions in the body code and the belief code, I mean, it's just astonishing. It's no wonder I have stuff. I experience some of the things I do. It's no wonder because of these broadcast messages I'm putting out, these beliefs I have that are hidden. Okay. So in any event, go to themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/how-to-let-go. You can get on the email journey there, or you can just take a look at the things I have, the resources I put together, and find one that aligns, resonates with you right now. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of, which is the energy of shunning, punishment, and evil. Hello, no thank you. Hey, I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.